Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money, 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 money. $59 a half hour. Money, money, money.
Come on, win it, Rob!
Come on, Rob. Go get him, Rob. Head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Did you hear at the top of the hour there, we play that CBS Sports update, and it was Jim Rome. Jim Rome with the hottest of hot takes. He actually said, "And one thing about Robert Kraft, you don't ever want your name associated with a human trafficking ring." Really? Wow. Where did Rome come up with that opinion?
Told you how we good as Rome.
So he says, because you're not going to get that kind of take many places, you don't want your name associated with human trafficking. Hard to take issue with that.
Maybe all right. A bus driver?
Let's go to the actual traffic.
Actually, just moving them around. Metro moving.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He's got nothing to sell you. We don't pay him to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We enjoy talking about gambling, and he has always been very kind to us in providing us with his picks, which is what he does for a living. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are things in Canada?
They're cold.
All right.
It's about, yeah.
It's nice here. Really. Nice here. Is prostitution legal in Canada?
It is not. It is not. But you know what? I was in Costa Rica for the Super Bowl what, 3 weeks ago now, and I learned that very quickly that prostitution is legal in Costa Rica, just based on the neighborhood I was in and who was walking around. So
talk about it.
Yeah, it was interesting area I ended up in. Yeah, right. Let's just put it that way, yeah.
Costa Rica, they've got a lot of gambling, right? A lot of the offshore gambling is based in Costa Rica.
Yep, they do. They got some nice beaches. They do a lot of surfing there. What else? I mean, there's some shady areas for sure that they're known for as well. But that's the case across everywhere in the world. Right? Right, there's a shady area, and then where you go.
I got to start with congratulations. You gave us 2 weeks ago Hamadou Diallo in the dunk competition. He was plus 360. He was the biggest long shot, and you said bet this guy. Did you take your own advice and bet him?
I did. I mean, not for as much as I really would have wanted to, but I always view stuff like that, like the dunk contest especially, as just an opportunity to have some fun. You know, make an entertaining bet, something that's just going to make it a little bit more interesting in the event. So that's what I did. Not any crazy money. But, yeah, I put my money where my mouth was.
All right. One of the things I've been, and I've talked about this all week, I've been trying to talk Crowder into betting the Lakers with me to win the West. It's plus 2,000. So for people that don't gamble, that means you would win $2,000 if you wager 100. You'd win $4,000 if you wager 200. And one of the things is, like, Crowder will always say to me, you know, Darren Revelle will tweet out a nine-leg parlay and that pays $36,000. And Crowder will say to me, how come we never hit like that? And it's because we bet games, you know, for a few bucks that are plus 110 or minus, you know, 130. Like, we don't risk anything that's a huge payday. And I've got this logic that LeBron, and you saw it yesterday against the Rockets, by the way, they were down 19 and they came back. To me, LeBron, if he can get the Lakers into the playoffs, which I think he does, first of all, let's say I bet $200 to win 4,000. Couldn't I start hedging in series number one? I guess the 1 versus 8, if they sneak in at the 8th, it's going to be hard to hedge the other way because they're going to be minus 560 or whatever. But I don't know. As a flyer, Lakers to win the West plus 2,000. What do you think?
I don't like it at all. I mean, here's the thing. So you're plus 2,000 for people listening. That's 20-1 if you're putting it into odds, you know, probability terms or fractional odds. That means that you would need the Lakers to win the West 4.8% of the time in order for that to be a valuable bet. And I honestly don't even think that they're probably in the 1% range, not anything near 5% to win the West. I don't even think they're a lock to make the playoffs. I know you're very confident in it, Mark, from the sound of things. For me, I could easily see them still missing the playoffs. They do need some work to get in. And then, like you mentioned, if they do get in, they're likely in the 8th spot. They're going to play Golden State in the first round. That's probably, I mean, maybe they'll win a game and force it to 5. You know, but what are you cheering for at that point? Steph Curry and Kevin Durant both to get hurt. I honestly, I just don't see it. I think if you're looking for 20-1 shots, you'd probably best serve to bet like a NASCAR race and bet a driver at 20-1 rather than the Lakers to win the West. I just don't see very much value in that.
And Rob, I know you're an analytical guy, so I love your approach on this, but tell me what I say to Hawk when he tells me, hey, but it's LeBron. I'm like, Hawk, but have you watched the Lakers? But it's LeBron. He can will a win whenever he wants to. It's LeBron James. What should be my answer to Hawk then?
And even with Rob's advice, we're doing it anyway.
Oh, just so goodness.
You know. Well, here's the thing with LeBron. I mean, everybody's seen that happen in the past. The past isn't the best indicator of what's going to happen in the future. You have to take into account how old LeBron is now. You also have to take into account his supporting cast, which is not a whole lot. So, yeah, I understand. It's LeBron. And for me, LeBron's the best player I ever watched in my life. But he's surrounded by a whole lot of nothing for the most part. He's getting older. And frankly, there's just so many better teams in the West. It's the path for them is way too difficult. Would I be surprised if it happened? Actually, you know what? I probably would be surprised if it happened. But, you know, that's what you say to that, Crowder. I mean, the past is not the best indicator of what's going to happen in the future.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Will the Heat make the playoffs?
I hadn't realized how close it was getting for those final three spots in the East until I was looking at the standings today. Right now I have Miami just under 40% to make the playoffs. I always speak in terms of probabilities. I never speak in terms of exact outcomes. I'm not going to say, no, the Heat are not going to make the playoffs. They just have a 40% chance. They are more likely to miss the playoffs than make it. Wouldn't surprise me if they got in. Anything can happen with five teams within like three games of each other right now. But for me, I would say that the Heat are more likely to be on the outside looking in.
Will the Florida Panthers make the playoffs? And I imagine with last night's loss, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, I have them down to about 4%. I mean, that might be a little bit high, to be honest with you. They're 10 points back to Carolina right now for the final wild card spot, which, yeah, you can make up 10 points in 23 games, but it's not likely. And you add in the fact that there's three teams ahead of them that they have to leapfrog. One is Columbus, who traded for a very good player today, and then Buffalo and Philadelphia. I mean, I think it's pretty much season over for Florida.
There's a prop bet now about the Alliance of American Football. We found out this week that the Carolina Hurricanes owner had to give them a little cash infusion. The prop bet is, will there be an Alliance of American Football second season in 2020? Yes is the favorite at minus 250. No is the long shot at plus 205. Do you think there will be a second season?
I do. And I'm by no means an expert in these types of things, but I'm fairly certain there's going to be a second season. There's just been way too much money invested into this league already. And it's not like the league has completely fallen flat on its face either. I mean, they're doing some decent attendance numbers, probably much higher than I thought going into the year. So I'd say yes. I mean, yes is line minus 250 because it's pretty likely. And I would say from the outside looking in, I think it's very likely we're going to have another season.
And Rob, do you bet on AAF? Like, is it successful for your job to be a part of the AAF gambling?
I have bet on all 8 AAF games
so far
this year.
Yeah, us too.
I've gone 5-3 Woo! On those bets so far, but I will say this. I'm not betting this for my livelihood. It's hard to get a real bet down, let me just put it that way, because there's so much uncertainty surrounding this league. It's hard to bet real limits. I think the max bet on this league right now is like $500 or something along those lines. So I'm not doing it for my livelihood. I'm doing it because I kind of want to be interested in this league, and this is kind of helping me out.
Yeah, it's just fun. All right.
Did you hear what he said like initially?
What?
No, I'm not putting any real money on this.
Neither are we. We're
oh,
a little
Jesus.
Reason to root on Saturdays and Sundays.
Are you a trust fund baby?
Listen, is $50 affecting your lifestyle? I don't know who I'm working with anymore, Rob.
Saturday. Well, you know what? Listen, yeah. A lot of people will go to the movies. Dinner in the movie,
exactly.
And spend $50, and you know what? I could put $50 on a game
That's right.
Be entertained by it,
That's
and you
right.
have the possibility of winning the money.
Right.
As well, right?
You go to dinner, you have no possibility of walking out of there with $100.
you know, you're probably going to have like an okay meal and it's going to be overpriced. And that's just the reality of it. I'd much rather put some money down on a game and have a chance to win something of value.
You walk out of that Wild Orchid spa, trust me, you're down 60, 70 bucks and, very relaxed. You're very relaxed.
You could be like Jerry's parents and go to the early bird special in Del Boca Vista for like $4 steak dinner, and you're looking for some value.
Saturday, 3 o'clock, no handicapping. I just want to know the pick because we're running out of time. Saturday, 3 o'clock, the Arizona Hotshots are 4.5-point favorites on the road in Salt Lake.
Yeah, no pick for me here. Listen, I'm going to end up betting the game. I would not advise it, but if for me, I'm saying wait till last minute and bet Salt Lake.
Okay.
I'm hoping it gets a little bit higher. I don't see a big discrepancy in the spread, but I'm going to bet Salt Lake last minute.
The Saturday night game is the Orlando Apollos. Steve Spurrier's Orlando Apollos. They host Memphis, Mike Singletary's Memphis Express. Orlando is a 15-point favorite.
I mean, the spread is warranted because Orlando's pretty good offensively. And Memphis, I mean, they easily covered last week, but the coaching is horrible. Hackenberg looks atrocious. I'd be more likely to lay the points with Orlando.
Sunday, the early game, the Birmingham Iron are 7-point favorites. They're on the road in Atlanta.
I like Atlanta. Probably my favorite play of the week. I think they're getting, 6.5 or 7 right now. I mean, it's funny how things change in the span of a couple weeks. Birmingham had the longest futures odds entering the season. Their season win total was 3.5 wins. Now they're 7-point favorites in week 3. I like Atlanta +7.
And then the Sunday night game, the featured game, the San Diego Fleet. They host San Antonio, and the Fleet are 2.5-point favorites.
Yes, wrong team favored. I like San Antonio. I think San Antonio should be favored. I'll bet them on the spread. I'll bet them on the money line. They beat San Diego in week 1, and then last week what happened was San Antonio lost to Orlando, who's the best team in the league. San Diego won against Atlanta, who is the worst team in the league. It's created this perception that these teams are probably closer than they are, and they're not. I like San Antonio. I think they're going to win the game.
All right, Crowder, hold on to your lunch because we're going to bet them with the points. We're going to bet the money line. We're going to parlay it. We're going to do everything.
I got kids in private school.
It's the feature game. You got to bet it as many ways as possible, right?
DJ will see them in public school soon enough. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Quickly, give us 3 random bets for the weekend.
Okay, let's start tonight. There's a huge game in Toronto. It's the return of DeMar DeRozan to Toronto. I don't really care about that, to be honest with you. I just care about who's going to score the first points of the game. It is Serge Ibaka and LaMarcus Aldridge on the opening tip. Aldridge is a well below average jumper. He's like 47% career. Ibaka is not a jump ball king, but he is a big upgrade. He's probably going to win the tip. That means the Raptors are probably going to get the first possession, and the Raptors are -115 to score first. I think that price is way short. It should be closer to 140. So I'm going to take the Raptors to score first tonight.
Okay, what else you got?
Okay, now on to the NHL. People are becoming obsessed with these NHL first period total bets. They're looking at trends and trying to figure out which teams play at faster pace in the first period. The trends mean nothing. I'm going to tell you what's happened in the last couple weeks. Odds makers are jacking up the juice on these overs in the first period because people are betting them blindly. So you'll find some good under value on the Chicago Blackhawks and Colorado Avalanche tonight. Chicago is the highest first period over team in the league, but it's mostly variance. It's mostly luck. There are some insane prices on under 1.5 goals. And also some sportsbooks are offering a prop. Will there be a goal scored in the first 9 minutes and 30 seconds of the game? No, is +160. Normally you would see that priced around +120. So big value if you're looking for under 1.5 goals in the Chicago game and no goal in the first 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
And you said that's the first period under 1.5 goals, not in the game, right? Yeah.
Correct, yes.
And your third random bet.
I'm going to EPL Saturday morning. This is something that I've been monitoring all year. Wolves is playing Bournemouth.
Who's what?
Wolverhampton, so Wolves, as they're
the
referred
Wolves?
To.
The Wolves, yeah.
The Wolves. Owl?
No, that's the Wolves. Like, oh, Wolverhampton Wolves. Is where
gotcha.
They play. So it's just like a nickname. They're playing Bournemouth, which is spelled Bournemouth.
Okay.
Pronounced Bournemouth. I'm going under 2.5 goals. So basically, whenever you see Wolves tagged at 2.5 goals, and the under price is semi-decent, which it's like -110 here. I think the under is worth a play because they play very slow. They don't generate a whole lot of chances, and they're very strong defensively. So for me, Bournemouth is going to have a hard time breaking them down. I don't see a ton of goals in this game. I'm playing under 2.5.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He likes in the EPL tomorrow morning, the Wolves Bournemouth under 2.5. Tonight in the NHL, Blackhawks Avalanche first period under. And tonight, the Raptors to score first. He loves those first score props. And then in the AAF, he likes Salt Lake, maybe. Orlando, maybe. Loves the Atlanta Legends on Sunday. That's his favorite play of the week. And he likes San Antonio as well on Sunday night. So there you go. Thank you, Rob.
All right, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
We shall try. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. That's my trip to the Wild Orchid Spa. That is full release for me,
you
man.
You get so excited. And don't listen to any reasoning or rationale.
I know, because I've asked two gamblers now in the last 2 days about that Lakers plus 2,000.
Off bat.
They've both said crazy. Sterling called it dead money, and Pizzola said, I don't like it, and I'm still excited to bet it, and it just is what it is. I'm a dummy.
What are we doing, Falero?
I'm a dummy.
You're about to get married. I have kids. Why are we betting
with this
guy?
Follow along, my friend.
You can say no.
Follow along, my friend.
I can't. I'm a good friend.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back after this.
Radio.com.
I just saw Funky Buddha tweeted out. Valera told me, don't forget to talk about Funky Buddha. Tunky.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
That's not their name.
I just saw that Funky Buddha tweeted out. What makes Chef Jeff a legend? He won a Publix Aprons Iron Chef battle, and then he can crack a cold one with almost any kitchen tool and never let a drop of beer go wasted. And we had chef's food. Remember when we were there at Funky Buddha?
Oh, yeah.
There he is. Look at that. Pouring that beer, never letting us a drop. That's at that that Publix Green Apron thing.
Yes.
he's finishing it off, yeah.
I do shows there.
I know you do. I know you do. Now, chef, I would imagine, the chef at Funky Buddha in the tap room at Oakland Park, like, they call him chef, which I think is cool already.
Yeah.
That's like calling someone coach, chef. Like, those are cool nicknames. But the food was phenomenal. And a lot of people, they hear Funky Buddha all the time, and certainly on a Friday, they go, oh, Funky Buddha, we got to start drinking and whatnot. The food there is unbelievable. People don't realize it.
It's crazy. When you start eating the food, you, as a beer drinker, I love beer. I'm a big IPA. I've been drinking beer for years. I love craft beers.
In fact, last night, Crowder tweeted out a picture when the Panthers, yes, when our broadcast at the BB&T Center was done, about 6:02 p.m., Crowder was right there at that Funky Buddha tap room, and he tweeted out a picture, and it said, my happy place.
That's what the lady says. You want a 16-ounce or a 20-ounce? Who could say 16?
And what did you have last night?
20, Hop Gun.
Hop Gun?
Yeah, I was going to get the gloves off, but Hop Gun is really like...
That's
it's
your
almost
thing.
Like the old high school girlfriend. I have to say hi to her every time I see her. You have Hop Gun? I'll take my rose.
Let me say hello.
Let me say hi to her. But the love and the attention that they put into the beer, they put that into the food. The bison burgers and the grilled wings that are matched and then the pretzels that's made with the beer. Like, they put that love into the food that I've tasted in the beer for years.
And I'm going to tell you, their yuca tots might be the best thing on a menu in South Florida. And I'm not lying.
You're not lying.
I am not
delicious.
Lying.
They're good. Those, you love them.
Those yuca tots, because I went back to lunch there on Monday. We were off Monday, right? We did a short week this week. On Monday, and the reason I went back there for lunch is because when we were there, me, you, and Falero, we had the yuca tots. I couldn't stop thinking about them. I had to go see my baby.
That's what it is.
And I did.
You got to say hi to her.
There you go. Funky Buddha Brewery. Get yourself some Funky Buddha over the weekend and enjoy a fun weekend, which hopefully it'll be. It was not a fun night last night for the Panthers or the Heat. Both of those teams, am I wrong here, Falero? Both of those teams, like, every game really needs to be won. I mean, they're not going to go undefeated, obviously, but every game.
Every game's got to be a big game because the Panthers are 10 points back and the Heat are five games under 500.
Panthers, you know, we had Rob Pizzola in the last segment. He knows hockey more than anyone. He lives in Canada. That's his, I mean, that is his wheelhouse. In fact, when he gives you a NHL wager, I always feel pretty confident about it because that is what he studies. And he said 4% chance, according to his math, that the Panthers make the playoffs. And they really needed a victory last night. And, man, they fought at the end to try and get it. And they just, they couldn't do it.
But it was something where we were talking to Goldie yesterday off air. And it was something where they had to go 20-9.
Yeah, I mean, it was even more than that, I think.
It was something, like the numbers were ridiculous. Yeah. And he was like, it's a tough run. Yeah. Goldie was trying to be positive, but the numbers were
chance.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Pizzola said 40% chance that the Heat make the playoffs. But I was looking at it this morning. So the Heat, their final game is April 10th. The Panthers, their final game is April 6th. So April 6th, then April 10th. What are we going to do April 11th if neither of those teams are in the playoffs?
Hope Robert Kraft keeps getting out the house. Don't follow Rob around.
You know what? Let's do a remote in Jupiter on April 11th. Just hoping something goes down.
Here comes a Maserati. Breaking news.
Man, it's going to be slim pickings if April rolls around and neither team is in the playoffs.
But the draft will be.
You'll have the NFL draft. Yeah, so you'll have that, I guess. And the NBA playoffs are always entertaining anyway. I was reading an article in the Washington Post. I had to tell you the headline of this article. There was an article in the Washington Post and it grabbed me because of what the headline was. And obviously, it's a little self-explanatory when I read it to you. It might sound strange, but this NBA season needs more LeBron James. And I saw that headline and I'm like, you know what? Like, I thought when he decided he was going to L.A., we said this a million times. Now we're going to see more of the West than we've ever seen. I'm going to be staying up for the late games. I haven't really done that. And I love the NBA playoffs. But LeBron James, even last night, will get in this different level. And you saw, they were down 19 last night to Houston and came back and won. And it was the day after he announced he's going into playoff mode early. Like the NBA playoffs, if LeBron is in there, and I know there's fun teams to watch. I'm not telling you that there's not. There are fun teams to watch. But if LeBron is in there in that Lakers uniform, I am telling you it's going to be something special.
Even with him playing with no other stars?
Yeah, I think here's the reason. I think it might even be more interesting because remember when he had to take those games over with the Cavs? You still had, who was on the team last year? It was J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver, Kevin Love. With the Lakers, I mean, there's really no excuse for him, right, to be dishing off to Lonzo Ball or Kyle Kuzma. Like, he's, like, if you want to see LeBron do LeBron, you're going to get to see it in the playoffs.
Because Cleveland, it was Kyrie and Kevin Love. Are they better than anybody on his team now?
Well, it wasn't Kyrie last season.
Wasn't Kyrie.
Kevin Love.
Derrick Rose.
And Derrick Rose, but I can't count him.
But
I'm just saying, like,
in the beginning.
LeBron has his lowest minutes total in his career now.
Which I said I think is a great thing, right, for coming towards the playoffs. He missed, what, 17, 18 games? Like, at least he'll have fresh legs. Because with Cleveland last season, I think he set a record for minutes played. So.
And he did. It was 37 minutes a game.
But I think this is the worst roster that he's ever been associated with.
And that's the thing.
And in a tougher conference.
And I think he's, if you watch the game, even when they got down last night, LeBron, he didn't take over that game to get down. When he's on the court, sometimes he just goes and stands in the corner.
They were showing, I think it was on, was it Get Up this morning? They were isolating him, like how angry he was at. There was a.
He was down in the post.
He was posting up. Who was he posting up? He had like a 6-inch height advantage. And about a 100-pound weight advantage. And who was it that shot the three? Somebody shot a three instead of throwing it into LeBron in the post. And man, was he pissed. And rightfully so, by the way.
Rightfully so?
Yeah, rightfully so.
The man was in a shooting motion. Let him. He can't shoot the ball.
He missed.
Like, but what if he would have hit?
If you have a mismatch that size and it's LeBron, the day after he told you he's going into playoff mode, you get it to LeBron in the post. You don't fire up threes that you're going to miss.
But that thought, just thinking about his lowest minute output of his entire career, Have those guys really played with a playoff LeBron? Because he just activated L.A. playoff.
Yeah, no, they don't know. Like, I think he's been pretty relaxed during the season, and now they're going to see, like, they're going to see why a lot of people don't like playing with LeBron, because he gets into that mode. Like, he was yelling on the court last night.
2 weeks ago, they saw the other side of LeBron, the GM side, when he tried to trade him all away for Anthony Davis. So
but
they saw that
anybody would have done that, though.
But then they're about to start seeing, to what you said, they're about to start seeing the on-the-court butt wipe. The
yes.
Give me the ball if I'm yeah. ever if I ever put it, my I hand mean, in the air, throw me the ball. You don't think Kuzma and Ingram and them are like, bro, if I have a wide open three and you're posted up,
yeah, but I mean,
isn't
that Randy Moss saying throw it to me every time? Like, he kind of has earned that. Like, he deserves that.
And a smart quarterback, him and Brady set records because Brady said, hey, if Randy Moss puts his hand up, I'm throwing it. I don't want to put Brandon Ingram and Kuzma in a Brady Moss type situation.
Yeah, but if you've got him. Like, you can't. I mean, you think Kyle Kuzma thinks he gives the Lakers the best chance of winning the playoffs?
To Moss throwing the, I mean, Brady throwing the ball to Moss. Quarterbacks need receivers. To a young guy, and I understand your point. If I played with LeBron, the coach would yell at me, Crowder, do you ever shoot? I'm like, no, LeBron's on my team. I'm right. giving it to him. Right. He's one of the best players ever. Number two in my mind behind Jordan. Won't get in that conversation. And football is different. Brady needs Moss to throw it to. He needs a receiver. Ingram wants to score points in games.
Right.
Kuzma wants to score points. So if I'm open and LeBron throws his hand in the air, what if I'm open? Just give it to him. Whenever he says,
well, if he's
give
got,
it to me,
but,
give
no,
it
no,
to
no,
him.
But if he's got a mismatch like that. I'm not saying that, yes, just give it to LeBron every time. Like, I'm not saying that. And LeBron likes to dish it out, too. He had a massive mismatch there. And he was it Brandon Ingram that shot that ball?
I'm trying to find it.
I think it was Brandon Ingram. It may have been, but that's a pass that he needs to make. But regardless, I want to see them in the playoffs. I think them in the playoffs makes the playoffs really watchable.
And to your bet that everybody in the world tells you not to make, and you're going to throw my money
yes,
into it.
That
but
is correct.
We'll pass that as well. Remember our whole thing about after the first year, who beat the hell out of the Heat the first year? Was that Dallas? Was that the Dallas
in the finals?
Year? Yeah. In the finals, when Dallas beat them. And then that story came out where Wade and LeBron and Bosh and them went to the Bahamas, and Wade had to tell LeBron, you take over.
Right.
This is your team.
Right. You don't need to defer to me. I know that it's you.
So LeBron and Wade and Bosh had trouble playing with each other. The whole narrative of Bosh is his sacrifice that I hate. He's a Hall of Famer because of sacrifice. Doesn't make sense. But that narrative, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade had trouble playing with LeBron, and they're Hall of Famers. Kuzma, Ingram, who is it, JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, they're going to have a lot of trouble playing with this
man. The issue, too, is it's not like they need to learn to play with him for the long haul. They're going to be gone. Like, they're going to get rid of these guys. So it does, but it's why I think LeBron is so fascinating, because he can yell at these guys at will. He can get frustrated at will because they're not his long-term teammates.
It was Kontavious Caldwell-Pope.
Oh, that's who it was.
And LeBron was being guarded by Austin Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, so it was a silly mismatch. Yeah.
Oh, Austin Rivers light-skinned, though.
So you're rooting for him?
Hey, man, they got a little edge. Red dude got a little edge.
Miami Hurricanes basketball, that's what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow at the Watsco Center, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. tip-off. Miami Hurricanes basketball on WQAM is sponsored by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We have a couple giveaways to do today. Now, in the next segment, don't go anywhere, because before 6 o'clock, we've got Renaissance Festival tickets to give away. We've got a $50 gift card for Tucker Dukes to give away. But in the next segment, it's the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week, and I don't know if it's Oscars related or not, but I've never been shy about putting my money on something that makes something a little more interesting, and maybe there's some Oscars picks that we can make in the next segment to make the Oscars Sunday night a little more exciting. We've got the best bets coming next. Radio.com.
Yeah.
Take me to the orchid store.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop.
Craft. Put that little meerkat on somebody. Little meerkat peeking up out the hole.
77. Doesn't matter, man. Doesn't matter. I invented a new sport during the commercial break. It's called the Munchkin Toss. And like a bullseye is Falero's face. Did I hit you in the face there?
No.
All right, the shoulder. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of this.
During
sport.
The next commercial break, I'll try to get you in the face. I want to get the bullseye. But I posted the video on Instagram. I showed you during the commercial break. The only reason that it was funny, and it wasn't even anything that I was intending to do. I happened to be in his side of the studio, and he was droning on and on about something boring that he always does. Yep. And I'm standing behind him. He's working the board. He's droning. And there's this box of Munchkins behind. So I take a Munchkin out of the box, and I position my phone perfectly that you can kind of see the windup as the viewer, and he's droning. And then he turns around, and I just go bloop, and the thud when it hits him.
The thud is funny.
Funny as hell.
It's not that funny. I mean, it's funny for you guys.
It was a little funny. Your reaction was funny. Everything about it was funny.
Let me do it to you.
Funny.
Can I do the Munchkin toss
to
you?
No, that's not how the sport works.
Exactly.
I'll let you know when it's your turn. So it's Radio Mark Hockman. On Instagram, it's a funny video, and I think you'll enjoy it. Radio Mark Hockman. Time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. It's a brand new year, although, can you still say that at the end of February?
No.
All right, so it's 2019, and it's all about the you, and it's all about Deal Volvo. Be nice if you can get in that transfer portal and just transfer down to Deal Volvo. You don't have to, fight through traffic. Just transfer portal works for anything. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to make sure you get to Deal Volvo. It's at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Now, we had Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, on Tuesday. He gave us our Oscar picks. I'm very tempted, I was telling you, to lay some money on the Oscars. And just make it more.
I'm with you too.
Because it like Sunday night, you're going to watch the Oscars, right? Everybody's going to. And I haven't even seen many of the movies, and I watch the Oscars, but this will make it that much more interesting.
And then your bet with like the Lakers versus Golden State, like I believe I know exactly what's going to happen. I don't know if Roma can beat Black Panther,
right.
I really think we have a chance to win.
Okay, so here's our thought, and maybe this doesn't fall into best bet per se, but here's our theory. So if you look at the odds on Best Picture, Roma is by far and away the favorite. It's 2-9.
Ooh.
So that means you have to lay $9 to win 2. Okay?
Damn.
That is a huge favorite. I don't even know what Roma is. I don't even know if that was released in theaters or if that's a Netflix movie. I honestly don't know.
You can't win an Oscar off Netflix.
Off Netflix,
can you?
That would be.
You got to do some
but
things.
But it's the favorite. Then Green Book is 7-2. The favorite is 14-1. I don't even know what the favorite is. Black Klansman is 25-1. Black Panther is 25-1. Bohemian Rhapsody is 28-1. A Star is Born, 33-1, and Vice is 80-1.
And I was totally wrong. Roma is a Netflix movie.
I mean, that would be a historic win for Roma. It
wow.
must be great. So I guess I could watch that this weekend, huh? I guess, does it make, like, it's in your house, because you have Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the favorite to win Best Picture is in your house. You're still not going to watch it?
No, son.
Because I do that all the time with, like, Falero. Falero will be like, it's my graduation party tonight. You want to come? I go, is it in my house? Because if it's in my house, I'll go.
Yeah, is it in my backyard?
Is it in my backyard?
No.
But now we're finding out that Roma is in our house. I still don't know if I can bring myself to watch it.
I mean,
it.
Every movie's kind of in your house. You just don't know how to
oh,
do things.
Oh, you know what? We talked
oh,
about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but I can't risk that. You saw what happened with Robert Kraft. I can't be streaming illegal movies.
It's like the autobiography of a live-in housekeeper in Mexico City or something.
That's what Roma is?
Yeah.
It's of the director. It's an autobiography.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the director of Gravity, too.
Okay. That movie was okay in the theater. Gravity outside of the theater is garbage. But this is a huge favorite. So here's.
Can that win an award if you have to have a 50 by 40 screen to be good?
Like, don't you think that there would be. Like, here's my logic on that. First of all, I don't think Roma is as well known as a lot of those movies. Now, that doesn't always matter with Best Picture. But don't you think that there's going to be film snobs that vote on this and say, I can't vote for Best Picture for something that wasn't released theatrically?
I know Siskel and Ebert and Roper wouldn't vote for
Would not vote for it.
No.
There's no chance.
I'm cool with them three.
So here's our logic. If you put, say, $25 each on Black Klansman, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born. I don't think Vice at 80 to 1, no. That's not going to. But those four that I just named, I could make a case for winning Best Picture.
Yeah.
And so if either one of those four wins, you're going to end up on the plus side. So you've got four, and then you do that with, you know, Best Director. Like, do the same thing. Alfonso Cuarón is the favorite. Is that the director of Roma?
Yes.
1 to 25 are the odds. You have to bet $25 to win a dollar. Mm. That's how much of a favorite Alfonso is. Spike Lee is 7 to 1 for Black Klansman. Has he ever won an Oscar for Best Director?
I don't believe so. I think we looked it
up
a couple
days ago. We asked
Larinaga.
Yeah. He said no. And I would say he's kind of due.
Yes.
So I think that our Deal Volvo best bets of the week are the Oscars, stay away from Roma as the favorite on Best Picture and Best Director, sprinkle a little money, and then you've got a vested interest in watching the Oscars.
He's
as
never
well.
Won an award.
Spike Lee's
no,
never won an award?
Best Director, no.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this might be the time.
Yeah. I'm with you, though, man, because and Black Panther, too.
Black Panther, I could absolutely make a case for winning Best Picture.
And The Star is Born, that got a lot of... Roma, I didn't hear about Roma at all.
I mean, we're just finding out it's a Netflix movie. I literally...
And
like,
it's in Spanish, too.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no way I can
so
watch it
So you know where
now.
My vote's going.
I can't watch
it. My wife will watch movies with subtitles that are English.
I do the same thing.
And she'll be like, I might miss something if the guy has an accent or something.
What?
She will, because she really wants to know exactly what they say. Sometimes I'm like, man, if the mumbling dude says something, then hell with him.
No, like a show like Game of Thrones, you have to have the subtitles.
Oh, that's why I saw it.
That annoys me.
I can't understand that much.
That's where
well,
I saw it.
Well, then pay more attention. You watch
Game of Thrones
subtitles?
I
do.
I watch subtitles on a lot of things.
My wife does that all
if
the time.
If subtitles appear on anything I'm watching, sometimes the setting goes off or whatever, I will spend 3 hours trying to figure out how to get that closed captioning off.
And
annoys the hell out of me.
It's hard as hell to get it off on Netflix. Me and my wife have arguments about
it. It's not really that annoying.
Yes, it's terrible. I'm not trying to read.
Letters.
If I wanted to read, I'd read a book.
Yeah, but you want to get the you want to be 100% into the movie.
Listen. Deal Volvo best bets of the week.
Just listen.
Right, if you're if you're car shopping this weekend, you got to make sure you get to Deal Volvo, US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us in the next segment. Want to find out if he knows anything about this Robert Kraft stuff. I don't know if they've, you know, this affects the whole AFC East. Hey, they may have him assigned to Jupiter.
Will it affect the team?
I don't know. I honestly
How
don't
could
know.
It?
Well, there
like
could
the
be.
Like the players play a little lighter because
did,
he enjoys the
match. Did the
Colts
have a punitive penalty as well when Jim Irsay got dinged? In other words, did they lose a draft pick?
I think he got fined. I don't know if they
but
lost.
There was, like,
yeah,
I'd
the,
be curious.
The team.
We'll find out. Omar Kelly from the Sin Sentinel. What did I say? Sin Sentinel. Yeah, I was thinking about Robert Kraft. A lot of sinning going on, and I was just thinking Sin Sentinel. Do we have the Omar Kelly intro too?
Yes, we do.
All right, you want to hear the intro for Omar Kelly if nothing else? So he's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.